I think it's neat when you got all these guys on the web and you just call out and you jump in the IRC and it's like, hello, Internet. And Internet is like, hello, Sean.
Holy shit! A nuclear bomb has just dropped in Pakistan! Oh my god, they've started to drop bombs in Pakistan. A nuclear explosion has just gone off.
Oh my god.
No, we're wrong. Never mind. That was just, that's the wrong page.
Wrong link. Sorry.
Wrong link, sorry. There's no nuclear war.
I thought it was funny.
John, you fucking sucksores!
Fuck you, you fucking fuckers! Oh. Crazy!
But I mean, seriously, how cool would that be to just get that little bitch and cut all her skin off? That just makes me feel really.
There's
cool.
A quote for everyone. Yeah. Remix blanket. There you go.
Yeah.
Blows goat testicles.
You want to go down there and dig up some artifacts and put that shit on eBay?
Cool.
Archives of our history.
Great, you can bid on it on eBay.
Okay, no problem.
I can get a gateway down there.
Man, if I was in England, fuck, I'd be there now. Okay, I'd be floating around. What are you doing? Nothing.
I got my shotgun here. Sean hides the shovel.
Yeah, nothing. Got my shovel going in. Got a cookie. I'm gonna fuck it up. I'm gonna get the gold. You know, seriously, put it on eBay. You know, what do you got there? That's the skull of our saint. Yeah, you know, be on fucking eBay.
Is there room for Jesus in your little game here?
Interesting.
Sean, send your addy to me and I'll get you a shirt. No, TK, that's fine. I do not exploit the listeners, unlike Sim, who exploits
me?
The listeners.
He offered it to me.
He did not. Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay then.
He actually offered me money and I said, no, I don't want money.
What the
goods.
Fuck is wrong with you? I would have taken the money.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for tonight's show.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
What do you mean, wait?
I have some stuff.
Who gives a fuck? I said it's over.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, my ego got out of control. Now, don't worry, I'm not getting sued. This guy's a lawyer, but he's an uber Christian. And I was over at his house with
most
my wife.
Dangerous kind.
And he was talking, because there was a person from Focus on the Family there. And I didn't know they were all at dinner. And this person from Focus on the Family is sitting across from me. And they say, what do you do? And I said, blah, blah, blah. What do you do? And I say, I work for Focus on the Family. And I've got to eat the rest of my fucking meal. Okay? And I'm like, So you, like, censor music and stuff. And my wife is, like, looking at me, you know, she's got the taser out, she's got the trank gun with about a billion cc's of Thorazine in there. I have these seizures, you see, whenever I'm confronted with rabid Christian censorship.
Thanks for going after Jell-O.
So after they leave, I say, yeah, I never want to see that person again. And they're like, why? Because I'll kill them. Why is that? Because I remember Focus on the Family. They were the assholes that tried to fuck my life when I was playing Dungeons & Dragons in the 80s. And I hate them! And they're like, well, yeah, but, you know, they're not really that bad. I'm like, yes, they are. They are the devil! One of these days, if I was going to do that, I'm going to put a rainbow sticker on the back of my car and wear like a lizard band mask and wait for some, like a hoodie, and wait for some asshole, and then I'll
wait for somebody to come.
Wait for someone to drive up real quick and look up beside me and go, and we're like, oh my god,
you didn't do that. You suck. You have nothing. Just asshole.
Okay.
Beep beep. Can we rewind that?
Sorry.
Good.
While I'm eating there, I look over and there's this picture of this shitty little log house. It's just a shitty, shitty little log house, you know, on the prairies.
Yeah.
It's like a white piece of paper with someone took a shit and made a log house out of it. I'm like, wow, that is one shitty log house, dude. And he goes, oh, yeah, I used to live there. That's where I grew up. And I'm like, dude. Now, he's old. Okay, this guy's like old. He's like Yoda. And I said, you lived in this house? And he goes, yeah.
Really nice.
And I'm like, this is how the house looks like now, right? It's all run down. He goes, no, that's what it looked like when we were living in it. And I'm like, wow, that's really mental.
How many kids? 12?
And I was staring at this, like, just bewitched. And I said, you know, what did you do for fun?
Yeah.
You know, like, what would you do for fun? You can't fly a kite. You can't go for a walk. You live on a blank sheet of paper, G. Like, it gets so cold outside, like, fucking birds are dying and shit. What do you do?
He goes, well, sometimes in summer, what I would do is I would wait for my mother to go get some baking soda. And then I would wander around and find some gooseberries. And then I would pick a whole bunch of gooseberries. And I would take a spoonful of gooseberries and a spoonful of baking soda. And I would chew them up in my mouth and it would tingle. And all the foam would come out of my mouth and I would laugh because it felt funny. And I'm like sitting there staring at this guy with eyes the size of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, thinking of this fucking kid laughing away, foaming at the mouth in this fucked up house in the middle of the prairies. I'm like, somebody get this brother some internet access!
like, that shit would get old for me pretty fast. I'd be like, what do you do for fun, John?
Man, I run at the houses. I can't hope to cash in chips and get the fuck off this planet so I can be reincarnated in something more exciting, like, say, a slug.
Because if I die and go to hell, I'm quite sure it'll be a chicken farm in Saskatchewan, okay? That's how that shit works. What the fuck? I swear to God, man, the prairie's just licking back.
For starts, the After Nothing was cool, it's a Saturday morning, it's great. Hell, I offered to hand...
You're slurring. I can't understand what you're saying. Slurring.
Why don't you just read that, Mr. Fucking Station?
I found our April 1st log from CFUR. That's a radio station he worked for up in Prince George, or it's one of those small cities up there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was Prince George.
Cool.
It has part of Strong K's suicide rant played in the daytime broadcast radio.
Oh, my God.
Until the UNBC security told us to turn it off. It was cool to hear Don't Kill Yourself, Kill Other People blasted on the speakers out to the UNBC Winter Garden.
That's awesome.
I really like the CRTC. They let us get away with anything, unlike the UNBC security, who was like, well, you should turn that off. He's getting a little carried away.
Carried away, but no, Sands is not sold.
Not at all. Not at all. The other DJ who was in the studio thought that after the Industry Canada would launch a missile at our transmitter, or call the cops or something. It went off the deep end, huh?
Yeah, kind of wigged out there.
Yelling at people.
There, yeah. I am, dissing about the IRC, and I start screaming at the IRC.
Sean hates the IRC.
The IRC makes
me...
Yeah.
I hate your words. He hates little bits on the screen. IRC makes me...
We're in a supermarket, me and Sam, man. We're in the organic food section.
So funny.
And there's like these different kinds of teas, right? Because, you know, everybody's into the tea, you know, that's all, you know, the thing to do now. And they got like Thinko, you know, Ginkgo and Cola Nut and all this other shit. Like, you think faster and all this kind of jazz. Yep. And there's a tea in there called Easy Now. And what you do is that the way the tea works is it goes Easy Now, Easy Now, Easy Now.
Just calm, calm, Easy Now.
Easy Now.
Slit your fucking throat!